8 o'clock hour of the South Shore's Morning News, and it's time now for our Tech Talk segment. David Snell joins us from Act Smart IT in Pembroke.
Hi, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa, and good morning to you, Rob.
Good morning, David. Okay, so as we deal with the coronavirus, we also have a lot of tech and computer news to pass along as a result of this virus. And we've been talking week after week about how people are trying to scam you to get your money, to take advantage of your anxiety during the coronavirus. And you've got some new stuff for us.
Yeah, exactly. It's getting more and more difficult to decide what we should be talking about because there's so many things going on. But this one is pretty nefarious. You get an email that says you are infected, and it's coming from a purported hospital, and who is not going to open that up if they don't think they're infected with the coronavirus?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you know?
Boy.
So this one comes with a pre-attached Excel file that appears to be a pre-filled form that victims should bring with them to the hospital. But in fact, the form itself is macro-laden, and it causes malware to be installed on your machine. And at this point, only a handful of the major antivirus applications can report it. So until they get up to speed, people can get hit with this pretty badly.
All right, this goes back to the old rule of not opening attachments from people you don't know.
Exactly right. Even if you're anxious about the possibility of being infected, I don't think that many of us know a hospital that has our email address. That's a little forethought can save us all from a ton of aggregation. So.
All right, so it shows up as an email, and then what does the subject say? Something about you are infected, or how
exactly
does it appear? Okay, all right. So
it says you are infected, and it looks like it's coming from a hospital. So many people would open it because we're all staying at home or whatever we're doing to protect ourselves. We'd be concerned if someone that we were with 2 weeks ago is not COVID-19 positive.
Okay.
So,
all right. So, again, watch out for that because, again, that will infect your computer. I mean, what does it do? Does it just download malware and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it downloads malware that lets the hacker, the malicious actor, actually control your system to do other things.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
Even get some of your information. So it's something you don't want to do. You want to be careful. If you absolutely don't know the email sender, don't open the email.
Okay, good advice
there. All right, and you warned us with another note you sent us today, something that's happening, unfortunately, locally right now.
Yeah, the Boston FBI is reporting a new pandemic. They're in fact found that people who are using the Zoom platform, the video platform, which many of us do, we even use it at our office, if they don't have it configured properly, people are able to hack into that meeting and cause, well, havoc, I guess you want to put it. What the schools are doing, the schools are using this, and they're putting on the website, the school website, that this is the link to the Zoom meeting you should go to.
Okay.
So they're giving that link to everybody.
Okay.
So anyone can log into it.
Oh,
wow.
Boy.
Okay.
All right. I thought of this yesterday. Evan actually had a Zoom meeting with his class and his teacher. It was about a half an hour long. Not as productive as I think most other people's Zoom meetings are, but I was a little nervous. But the teacher did send the link through email. So I don't think it was something that was publicly shared, but through just email directly to the parents.
That's exactly what should be happening. You don't want to make these meetings public in Zoom. There are options to require a password in or to use a meeting room that's private. And don't want to share those links to teleconferencing or classrooms on an unrestricted, publicly available social media post, which they've done, or right on the website. And the host, whoever hosts this website, this Zoom meeting, they have controls to mute everybody so that only the host can speak during the screen sharing process. So there are controls built in, but because this is so new to everyone, not everyone has information on how the controllers can be set up.
Yeah.
No, it's true. A lot of us are learning as we go with a lot of this technology because we haven't had to use it before, or we've, someone else might have been in control of it before. So there is quite a bit of a learning curve, but it's really helpful to help keep us safe with just some of the basic tips about keeping that link private, not to share it, and maybe learning some of those screen sharing options, especially if something happens and you need to really close it down right away.
Exactly right.
Yeah, we don't want anybody coming into Evan's school meeting.
Yeah, no, thank you.
That's right. And unfortunately, I really feel that this is going to be how we conduct business in the future after this COVID-19 panic is over. Things are changing, and things are going to change even more, and we're going to be living a totally different environment when this is done.
Hmm. Yeah.
So these are things that we all have to learn and learn how to use.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you're right, Lisa, too, because I think, you know, and obviously there's Zoom's been around, I don't know, for how long, right? But it's something that I know has been used in business. And, you hear commercials about it. So there are people that are pretty adept at using this. But I think other people, like you have done, we had to change very quickly. And so they're just saying, hey, use this right away. It's a great thing. And then so you just start clicking and downloading it, and you don't really know all the settings, and then that's how you can get into trouble, I guess.
Right, because it's so easy to use and set up, and they've tried to make it that way.
Yeah.
But there's really no training on how to configure it for your security reasons. So.
Yeah, so that's the thing, is to make sure that it's use a password or a meeting code or something like that.
Yeah, and just don't make it a public code. That's they took away the option a year or so ago to allow you to just to scan for codes. You can't even do that anymore. But if you don't share the code for that meeting publicly and only share it privately in some manner like email, then you're pretty safe at that point. And then just use the screen sharing host only setting so that no one can log in and put something that you don't want kids seeing on that Zoom meeting.
Good advice.
Very helpful.
All right. David Snell, our Tech Talk guy. Things to watch out for out there. And David, people can read more online by checking out your cool blog. That's a good thing to do if you're at home.
There you go. That's right. So go to our website, xsmartit.com. Click on my blog link. You'll find all this information, plus links to more information.
Yeah, do a blog binge, David Snell. Check him out. He's got a lot of great stuff on there.
Oh, thanks, David.
Thank you, guys. Have a safe day.
You too.
You too.